Good afternoon. Skies will remain partly to mostly cloudy today. Still a few flurries and snow showers lingering around, but no accumulation. It'll be very cold throughout the afternoon, with temperatures struggling in the teens to around 20. With the front nearby, skies will remain mostly cloudy tonight, so not nearly as cold, but still, low temperatures will be down around 10 above. A little bit milder tomorrow, despite cloud cover, as a weak disturbance approaches from the Midwest, we'll pick up a round of snow showers or light snow. This will dust the ground up to an inch or so, but not much more than that, as readings reach into the middle 20s. A more potent disturbance will head our way during the day on Sunday. This, combined with upper-level energy, will carve out a low-pressure center to our south and begin to draw in moisture off of the Atlantic Ocean. Most of Sunday will be spent with light snow or off-and-on snow, and it will start to add up. Temperatures will be in the lower 20s. At least a few inches of snow will be possible by Sunday evening. With this storm slowing down along the coast on Sunday night and into the day on Monday, the snow will continue to fly, perhaps even heavy at times if enough moisture is drawn in from the Atlantic. And by Monday morning, several more inches of snow will be possible, with temperatures holding in the 20s. The snow will finally wind down late Monday night, and for Tuesday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, with highs staying in the lower 20s. High pressure will keep it dry into Wednesday, despite mostly cloudy skies, back into the middle 20s. Another Arctic front will head our way for the day on Thursday with a chance for snow showers, but it'll be windy and start to turn even colder with temperatures falling through the 20s and teens. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a weather system that's tapping into subtropical moisture in the Pacific Ocean will bring moderate to heavy rainfall to the Pacific Northwest and Northern California right on through the weekend. Some areas could see an excess of 10 inches of rain through Saturday, and flash flood watches are in effect from San Francisco north into Oregon. Flood watches are also out for the northwest corner of Washington state through late tonight. Wind will also be an issue as this storm moves inland, especially over the higher terrain, where high wind warnings and some wind advisories have been issued for wind gusts that could reach as high as 70 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Woodland Hills, California, to a low of 26 below zero at Crane Lake, Embarrass, Tower, and Ely, all in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-20s, Boston increasing clouds in the upper teens, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees. The average low, 16. The record high, 55, set in 1991, and the record low, 20 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:04 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:15 p.m. 10 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the middle teens. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs around 20. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the upper teens. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper teens. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with a passing flurry or snow shower and highs in the upper teens. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy skies and light snow or snow showers up to an inch or so possible, highs in the mid-20s. More snow likely Sunday, 22. And Monday, more snow with highs in the lower 20s again. We'll dry it out on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze, temperatures staying in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy mid-20s on Wednesday, and another Arctic shot on Thursday, becoming windy and turning colder with highs falling through the 20s and into the teens. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.